This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I want to talk to you about a battle, David versus Goliath, but in this case, the Battle of Thermopylae. You may know that about 480 BC, Persia tried to invade Greece yet again. Xerxes was trying to invade Greece. It was a famous battle in Thermopylae. It was a narrow coastal pass. Thermopylae means the hot gates in Greek. And this is where the famous 300, the warriors of Sparta, held back a monstrous army, dozens of times its size, that came in from Persia. There was a couple of movies made about it. So why is this important? Why is this bit of history important to you, isn't it? Well, I hear quite a bit, especially in the personal injury field, but I hear it in all fields. How am I supposed to compete with these large firms? They're spending tens of thousands, maybe even $100,000 a month on billboards, on, you know, bus stops, on TV, on mailers, on, you know, they're spending like crazy. How am I ever supposed to compete with these people in my field? And what happens is a lot of attorneys just give up. Well, they relegate themselves to the crumbs, you know, the crappy cases. It doesn't have to be that way. So how do you be one of the men of Sparta? They weren't women, so far as I know. So, you know, if you're a woman, understand what I'm saying. But how do you become a warrior of Sparta and fight back against the hordes, the Persian hordes, of these attorneys that spend like crazy every month? Well, one way that I found personally, with my websites and with my customers' websites who are attorneys, is to go after what's called advice-seeking keywords instead of commercial keywords. Commercial keywords, everyone knows, you know, Los Angeles car accident, Houston DWI attorney, Orlando family law attorney. These are what's called commercial keywords. This is the big battleground that everyone thinks where the battle is won or lost, but it's not. Where it is really won or lost is these very specific terms that are typed in. Pulled over in Orange County, breathalyzed, blew a .04, yet still arrested. That kind of stuff, you know, or if it's family law. High net worth divorce, long-term marriage, will I pay perpetual alimony? People do type these. Google's gotten a lot better over the years at managing people's queries, no matter how complicated they are. Now, a lot of people use voice. I mean, my kids use voice all the time. I don't even know if they know how to type, but voice is very, very prevalent. There's a lot of studies showing that voice now is so good. Voice recognition and Google's recognition of it, and Alexa and all that. A lot of searches are now done by voice, and mobile is now predominant. So you're able to ask really complicated stuff of Google and of Alexa, these search engines, and they parse it pretty well. They've gotten really good at it. So now people are much less likely to say, you know, family law attorney, Orlando. They're more likely to ask these long questions because they're doing research about their case. They're asking questions. They're looking at websites before they even say, I'm going to hire an attorney. These people are at the point where they're demonstrating true interest in their case. They're looking for answers to parts of their case. They don't want to yet call a lawyer because they're afraid, frankly. And no one wants to hire a lawyer, frankly. Okay, it's just how it is. So they're researching first, but they make good clients because they actually take some time to research and learn. They don't just call and say, oh, I need an attorney. I'm just going to find the cheapest and start, you know, praying and dialing. They don't do that. What they do is they research first. And if your website attracts these kind of advice-seeking keywords, they're going to be on your site. And if you answer their question with your content, with your articles, guess what? They can easily call you. Your number is right there. Your bio is right there. They can check it out and then call you right away. We've put analytics on thousands of sites now over the past 11 years, and I've watched this process. We track what pages people enter the website on, where they go, and what happens when they call. So what I see is this, is they'll land on an article page, a very specific thing, diabetes and DWI, let's say, or auto accident with uninsured driver. They'll land on these very specific article pages. They'll read through a few or maybe a lot. Then they'll go to the homepage. Then they'll usually go to the About Us page, the attorney's bio page. Then they'll call. This is the path I've seen happen countless thousands of times on attorney sites. What does this tell me? What does this tell you? Is that, again, the good clients, the non-tire kickers, the ones that have money, the ones that really want to solve their case, this is the path they take. So tell me, where do you want to be? Do you want to be in the arena, the bloody arena, fighting the lions over the commercial keywords? Is that where the glory is? Maybe the glory is there, but the customers, good ones or not. You want to be early in the game before they ever get to the arena. You can get a first shot at them alone and pitch them and get them as a client. And that's the advice-seeking keyword level. So that's why we focus on this at Speakeasy. That's why we do these interviews with our clients to get this content on their website. That's why we ask them, what practice areas are you? What sub areas? What's a good client for you? You know, what are the characteristics of them? And we help create customized content with you, the attorney, by doing a recorded, you know, series of phone calls. And what this does is it positions you to be in the way of the advice-seeking keywords. And this is where you pick up the clients that pay you, again, that they really have a legal problem. So I've been doing this now for 11 years. I did it for myself before I ever did it for the attorneys. I first had my DUI attorney where we provided DUI lead, and then we moved into, you know, this full-scale marketing, CO, et cetera. And really early on, I came up with this content method, and it's worked for 11 years, and it's survived hundreds of Google algorithm changes. You know what's nice? Google's algorithm is never not going to value content. It will always value content. The better your content is, the more appropriate, the more specific, the more advice-seeking keywords you can get in there in the right way, the more business you're going to get. And the clients we've worked with where we've done this for, you know, year, two, three, four, 5 years, they have a formidable website with tons of content. They get a lot of clients, and they may not appear really high up on these commercial keyword searches, but they don't care because they're getting tremendous amounts of business and retainers, all while laughing as they make their money in the dark. The same opportunity is open to you. So I invite you to contact us, www.speakeasymarketinginc.com. Inc is INC, that's why I say. You can call 888-225-8594. Come visit us, call us, and let us put to work this system for you and be like the Spartans in the Battle of Thermopylae and kick the ass of the Persians. Get a lot of retainers, get a lot of clients. I'm here to help. Call us.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.